The Minnesota Timberwolves tweeted out pregame that they were going to make a statement. Well, I hope it was a police statement, because that was the only thing stopping Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks last night.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
What an emphatic, series-clinching win by the Dallas Mavericks last night. The NBA final stage is set. Game one will be on June 6th at the Garden, the one in Boston at least. Celtics versus Mavericks, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving versus Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's going to be a showdown, but today we let that breathe. That's 6 days away. Teams are resting, and it's time now to more so reflect on how we got here and the way that we did get here based off of the results of last night. It feels like there's a man possessed wearing number 77 for the Dallas Mavericks that is going to be a problem, not just this June, but for the next decade to come. Luka Doncic was the one making a statement last night. I thought it was so corny, C-Cat, when I saw the Timberwolves tweet out their uniforms pregame and say, you know, that we're making a statement. It's a statement game. And then, like, literally seconds into the game, you realized exactly which way this thing was going to go. How soon into game five, C-Cat, did you punt on this thing and get yourself some sleep?
Halftime. Halftime, yep. I decided that I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to hold out hope and watch third quarter horrible basketball in hopes and search of a historical comeback. It just wasn't going to happen.
So I'm a sucker, right? I'm a sucker. And partially, part of this is, you know, I am the guy that just, I absolutely love Anthony Edwards and these Minnesota Timberwolves. I like watching them play. I like how much electricity they usually provide. I like the charisma that Ant Edwards carries. He is one of the more captivating superstars we've seen in a while, and he's doing it at 22 years old. So I wanted to kind of be able to soak in the last moments of watching him play NBA basketball this year. So I did hang on all the way through the end of the game and followed through with some of the post-game coverage stuff. So I stayed up pretty late into the night before our tea time this morning. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it, because it sometimes it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey. And that's why I want to talk today about how specifically you will remember this 2024 postseason run from the Minnesota Timberwolves. It ended in a whimper, 124-103 at the Target Center at the hands of Luka Doncic, who, when I say at the hands of Luka Doncic, I'm not just talking about how his hands were on the basketball. Like, I'm talking about, like, he gave them the hands. He lined up and squared up, and as soon as that game started, he put his hands all over the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they wanted none of it. You said you tuned out at halftime. I actually held out a little hope. I know Ernie Johnson on TNT last night, coming out of the half, he said, you know, the largest margin of victory, or not the largest margin of victory, the largest deficit to ever be came back on in an NBA playoff elimination game was 16 points. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, 29 points. Maybe the Timberwolves can give us some hope. Maybe we can see them fight back in the second half. And then the opening play, after you would hope Chris Finch, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, would be able to draw something up or inspire some kind of will, some kind of heart out of his guys coming out of the break. The opening play really sealed the deal for me. Luka Doncic up top to Washington. Here it is.
The Timberwolves are going to need the mother of all comebacks in this one. Doncic inside, and that's the way it begins with a high-flying Washington from Luka.
Luka Doncic to PJ Washington, right over the head of the four-time Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, who I still argue we need to relitigate. We need to be able to go back and maybe rescind some of those. One of those trophies at least should be in the cupboard or the trophy case of Bam Adebayo with the Miami Heat. You know, of course, it's not going to happen, but if we could, please do, because the last couple of series I've seen out of Rudy Gobert have been nothing short of just dismal, especially on the defensive end, because if he can't stop alley-oops over the top of his head, if he can't stop Daniel Gafford from getting put-back dunks and layups at the rim, and also, I mean, that switch out on game two, I mean, that's going to live in my head for the rest of my years. Luka Doncic with the step back, draining it on him and yelling in his face. Like, there are so many lasting memories we're going to have out of this Timberwolves and Mavericks series. But I really wonder, which one is the one that sticks out to you? How will you remember the 2024 Minnesota Timberwolves run led by Anthony Edwards as now we watch it just fall off and wane into the twilight? It was incredible. It was immaculate. But I think the first takeaway that everybody has is it ended in outright dismantling embarrassment. How can you, at the Target Center, at home with your season on the line, following a game four that gave so much hope and inspiration to those home fans who spent thousands of dollars to be able to pack out the arena and hopefully cheer on the Timberwolves, only to be relegated to boos literally minutes into the first quarter. Or really, it was in the second quarter they let out the boos, but it was let down minutes into the first quarter. How can you feel anything less than outright embarrassment and disappointment in the Minnesota Timberwolves? I think that's first, but the real thing that we have to remember here is the Minnesota Timberwolves, before they disappointed the nation, before they disappointed their home fans once again like they've done throughout this postseason, they did reach somewhat of an apex, somewhat of a mountaintop in their second round series against the Denver Nuggets. Let's not forget that they went into the Mile High Arena, where the Denver Nuggets have been so historically good. That home court is maybe as good as any home court or any home field advantage in all of sports. And they not only trailed by 20 points in a Game 7 on the road against the defending champs, who had a three-time MVP, Nikola Jokic, but they came all the way back, won that game, and it feels like there was a part of them that it was so much effort, so much not just energy that leaves your body physically, but emotional energy that was poured out and pulled out of them in that Game 7, that they limped their way into this Western Conference Finals, and it was a weird and a rough Game 1. And even following Game 4, there was something specifically I heard Anthony Edwards say, and he probably wishes he could take it back. We don't have the audio for you, but he said, I don't get swept, right? He was so relieved that he didn't get swept. And it felt like not just the accomplishment of that Game 7 win over the Nuggets, but that Game 4 win over the Mavericks, there was a lot of letdown from the Timberwolves following that. And some people might say it was exhaustion. I would say it was probably a mixture of the Timberwolves not having that experience, not having been there before. I mean, literally up and down that roster, there was nobody that you can lean on heavily and say, hey, how do we respond in this moment? Naz Reid, who's a baller, is 25 years old. Anthony Edwards was 22. We know his background. Karl Anthony Towns, he might be a former number one overall pick, but we've seen what his heart is like in the biggest moments, and a lot of times it leaves a lot to yearn for. And, of course, Mike Conley, a guy who was with those grit and grind Grizzlies, it feels like he would be that veteran presence. But remember, that the Grizzlies team, it's not like they were playing in Western Conference Finals and making it to NBA Finals games. They were more so a team that would have immaculate regular seasons and then some pretty big upsets in the first two rounds of the playoffs. But one key thing that Anthony Edwards said after Game 5 and that miserable loss is something that I think should change things. It's a data point we can probably go back to when we look at the overall career of Anthony Edwards, and we can start to dissect where exactly he maybe turned and started evolving. It was actually Ahmad Hicks, a sports anchor out in Minneapolis, who asked Anthony Edwards about how the Timberwolves would train, how they would try and bounce back this offseason, this summer, based on what just happened to them at the hands of some veterans, at the hands of some cutthroat dogs in Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And Anthony Edwards had to say this afterwards.
We trained this year as if we was going to just play 82 games, maybe one round of the playoffs. We didn't know we was going to go this far. So we didn't train like it this summer. I know nobody did, especially myself. So I think this summer is going to be huge for all of us, because we know what type of team we got and we know what we're capable of. So we need to train like we know what we're going to do.
The Mavericks are on to the NBA Finals. The Timberwolves are off to vacation. How will you remember this postseason run from Anthony Edwards, the Ant-Man, the rising of the Ant-Man, and those Minnesota Timberwolves? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. What's the lasting memory of these Timberwolves? Was it how they eclipsed the Denver Nuggets in an immaculate Game 7? Was it maybe Anthony Edwards jawjacking at Kevin Durant, the guy that he grew up worshiping in basketball, but then them sweeping the Phoenix Suns? Or was it last night's display of, I don't know if you want to call it lethargic. I don't know if you want to call it just disheartened effort, but whatever it was, that's not what you expect out of a team that wants to contend for titles in a game where your back is against the wall, especially at home. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to call in to Theoretically Speaking, the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, well, they have a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. A huge congratulations to the, not the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Dallas Mavericks making the finals their third time. A congrats to the Celtics who await them. But how do you specifically remember? How are you going to recall and retake this 2024 run by Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves? 888-760-3776. It's also a very special day. If you like free things, today is your day on Theoretically Speaking. It's not just a Top 5 Friday where we'll address some NBA Finals news. It's also a day where we'll be giving away some Miami Marlins tickets, so make sure you stick around for that. We're going to have Mike Tannenbaum on a little later to talk about this big Bill signing, as well as there's a quarterback that he's falling in love with. I can't wait to find out why this NFC North quarterback is sticking out to Mike Tannenbaum. But we want to start with how you remember the Minnesota Timberwolves 2024 playoff run. We have Kenny in West Palm. Kenny in West Palm, you're on Theoretically Speaking. And, first and foremost, did you stay up through all of Game 5 of Timberwolves Mavericks?
I did, because I had a 9-game parlay and it ended on 8 legs. That's all I can say. I'm a little upset, but yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Kenny!
Yeah. It hurt my heart. It hurt my heart, man. It was like plus 6,000. I was feeling really good about it, and I should have just took the payout. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I'm hurt for you. And now I can't even feel like I'm taking the pain of that T-Wolves loss. Now I feel for you, Kenny.
Kenny, what was the last leg? Was it just like the Timberwolves spread, or was it something different?
It was Anthony Edwards. I had him at under 27.5, and lo and behold, he scores 28 points.
Wow.
That was the last one.
I'm glad you, see, Kat, that's why I have you here. I'm glad you asked that question. I thought it was on the Timberwolves. You actually bet under on Anthony Edwards. Do you remember the shot? I hate to do this to you. Do you remember the shot that took it over the edge?
I didn't, because I was I had like stepped away for a moment.
Ooh,
and then I just looked down. I had my stats open on ESPN the whole night, and I just looked down and there it was. So I don't know. I don't even want to know.
Oh yeah. I'm
trying to not to remember it,
Kenny. It's my journalistic duty to go find out. I won't tell you. I won't announce it. But Kenny, I feel for you. That supersedes anything I felt. I was gonna ask you. How much you enjoyed the ride of the Anthony Edwards-led Timberwolves run, but that's a sore way to go out. Kenny, thoughts and prayers with you, my brother.
I appreciate it. It was a really – honestly, watching Anthony Edwards, they talk about it a lot. It looked like a young D. Wade.
Yeah.
He showed flashes of the Flash, which is crazy, growing up from South Florida. And that leads me to it. Go ahead.
I was about to say, I love that comp. No, I appreciate the call, Kenny. I love that comp right there with the D-Wade comp. A lot of people were getting ahead of themselves with the Michael Jordan stuff. He does look like a young Jordan, but he plays a lot like a young D-Wade. And I will say this, betting the under on a guy who you enjoy watching play and having that option to cash out before, if it's the end of a part, like I would have probably cashed out. I mean, it's an elimination game, CCAT. Do you think that was, that's a tough call?
Yeah, you know, it is tough because everyone's unhappy with the situation.
Yeah.
Like, Ant hit is over, but lost the game. So no one's happy on the Timberwolves. And Kenny, who bet against the Timberwolves, theoretically, isn't happy either.
Well, theoretically, Anthony Edwards not doing that, not making it up for a guy, Kenny, that's going to be a strike against his resume. But one strike in the good column for the Anthony Edwards resume is what he actually did as a 22-year-old in the NBA playoffs. I don't know if you saw this stat, CCAT, but Anthony Edwards, 400-plus points, 100-plus rebounds, and 100-plus assists in the NBA playoffs in one singular postseason. There's only one other guy that have hit those marks like Anthony Edwards did that in this playoffs, and that was 22-year-old LeBron James in 07. The Ant-Man still has a journey, a route to be able to become the face of the league. He'll never be as enjoyed as Kenny and West Palm enjoyed him prior to him kind of ruining that parlay, but the Ant-Man does have a route to being the future face of the league. We'll discuss that. Plus, we'll have to get to Mike Tannenbaum addressing specifically his newfound love for an NFC quarterback when we come back here on Theoretically Speaking. Also, make sure you stick around. We are giving away Miami Marlins tickets. We've got Miami Marlins tickets to give away, a four-pack, which is four tickets, right? Four-pack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four tickets up for grabs for the Marlins, who actually have been kind of hot as of late. They've been winning a lot of games. You can catch a win or two. And if you actually find yourself in a sticky situation, somewhat of maybe a setback, a loss because of a car accident, a truck accident, a slip and fall, well, Anajar and Levine Accident and Attorneys, that's how you turn that setback, that loss, into a win. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. And it takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Mike Tannenbaum, when we come back, plus, again, we're going to have to dig up and figure out how Anthony Edwards got that last bucket, and prayers up for our guy Kenny in West Palm. I mean, an eight-leg parlay ending like that is sick. Half a point.
You're being too easy on the Timberwolves, by the way, Theo. They got eliminated last night. You know, this isn't.
Yeah.
We're not in Minneapolis. We're not in Minnesota. Like, we don't have to celebrate the season that was. We still have basketball to play with guys who played better.
There's a lot of people who are nostalgic and reminiscing on the past. They're like, oh, I want LeBron back and KD back. I'm more celebrating the hunt for that new face of the NBA. I like the new data points on these newfound stars. So you're right. So we need to talk more about that guy, Luka Doncic, who really put on a show and is still going to be playing basketball this year. I appreciate you calling me out on that, CCAT. When we come back, Mike Tannenbaum joins the show. We're talking some football. We're talking an Olympic gold medalist joining a title contender. What? Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Luka Doncic with 36 points, 10 rebounds, and like 86 MFers that he delivered at Target Center last night.
His favorite word.
Like, what did the moms do to you out there at the Target Center, Luka? That dude had... He had evil things on his minds as he was just crossing dudes up, creating space, getting buckets. That dude was nasty. It was nasty work. Have you ever seen a dude cuss that many times on TV?
No.
Like, in a sporting... He had... I mean, you would have had to hide... Luckily, it was late. It was late. They were fine. No kids. No kids were harmed in the Luka Doncic showdown. Mike Tannenbaum... He's not just an NFL insider on Theoretically Speaking. He also is a guy that stays up to date with the hoops. You were a former agent of Steve Kerr. Is that correct, Mike T, as you join us here on a Monday on Theoretically Speaking? You were an agent for Steve Kerr. Who else did you work with in the National Basketball Association?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. I had a bunch of guys, Danny Manning, David Blatt, Bryce Drew, amongst others. So a lot of fun, learned a ton, great experience.
What do you take away from this Minnesota Timberwolves title run with Anthony Edwards becoming a
title run?
I said title run. Oh, my goodness, Mike T. I'm showing my favoritism. What do you gather from it all as Anthony Edwards becomes one of those guys in line to become the next face of the NBA?
Yeah, I think he has it all. I think he can shoot. He can guard. He can go by you. I think he's a complete player. I love his physique. He's built to last. He's competitive. I don't see any holes in his game. And if you're building, you know, looking to build a team around a player who's under 25, hard-pressed to think that it's not Anthony Edwards.
Gotta love that. And also, Mike T, as you talk about building a team, a lot of NFL GMs are trying to find different edges this offseason, trying to retool those rosters to get things together. And the Buffalo Bills made a splash today by signing an Olympic gold medalist, Gable Stevenson. He's a guy that has a background in wrestling. A real 3-year rookie deal. What do you know about this? Is this like real money that they're dedicating to this guy? And also, have GMs learned nothing from the Brock Lesnar experience?
Yeah, so guys see the details of the contract, but a 3-year deal is a normal length for a rookie contract. It just depends if there's any guaranteed money. But, you know, there's really no downside if there's not a lot of guaranteed money. So you're looking for people with disparate backgrounds to dine, which you'll try to college basketball player, let's say, but I don't think there's a lot of downside. If you can hit, you can hit big. So on a 90-man roster, to take up one spot on this, I'd like the risk-reward.
Right. So we're making a bigger deal out of this than it likely is, but I do wonder, for you, I know you took a chance on going out and getting Tim Tebow. Was there any unorthodox signings that you've made or deals that you pulled the trigger on throughout your career as a GM and as an NFL boss?
Yeah, you know, we signed a guy from Australia one time that we hit on, Ben Graham, who was a punter, who was a former Australia rules player, who was a wonderful person and kicker. And, you know, those are, you know, again, this time of year, like, you know, you could look at Miami, they signed Cam Wake. We had Cam when we were there, but he was a dominant Canadian player. So, you know, this time of year, you're looking at, you know, different opportunities like that.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking to talk NFL on a Friday this time. Typically on a Monday, but on a Friday on Theoretically Speaking as we get ready to get into the weekend. And Mike T, you have a known love for NFC North quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. But today I learned you have a newfound love, or at least you're finally making it public, for Jordan Love, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Here's my question to you. Nobody right now really has him in their top five of quarterbacks, at least that I see publicly. But this time next year, if you can fast forward us to 2025, and let's see, I have more gray hairs. Maybe Evan Cohen shows you out his fake tanning scent, program, and you get in on that. We're all evolved people. It's 2025. It's May. Where does Jordan Love stand after this coming football season when it comes to quarterback hierarchy in the NFL?
I think he's in the top five. I'm hard-pressed to think who would be above him. You know, when you think about ability, age, skill, I thought he played exceptional last year. And, you know, maybe Justin Herbert's in that conversation. But beyond that, to start a team, he's really on my short list.
And for Jordan Love, who showed us in the playoffs with that big time win over the Cowboys, and then also staying competitive against the 49ers, it feels like he's one of those guys that have already showed that he can elevate a roster without star receivers, and that's something that the Bills, we mentioned earlier, are going to find out of Josh Allen this upcoming season. Is that one of the reasons you're so high on him? Is it because he did it without that X guy that you would say is a top dollar guy?
Yeah, and you think about, like, the young skill players around them, like, they should all get better and grow together. And, you know, I think Green Bay is poised to make a really deep run in the playoffs because of all the young skill players, obviously led by Jordan Love.
Gotta love that. We talk about the payment of wide receivers. There's a few guys that are still waiting on their payday, but we got the Jalen Waddle contract. We got the Nico Collins deal. If you're Justin Jefferson's agent, If you're Ayuk's agent, if you're Jamar Chase's agent, just how much are you licking your chops now? Because these number two receivers are getting paid nearly $30 million a year. Is there a price that makes it, you know, almost counterproductive for a guy like Justin Jefferson? Because I'm hearing 35 plus.
Yeah, I think we're going to see $100 million for a guy like Jefferson over 3 years in terms of guaranteed money. And after that deal, I think maybe Jamar Chase, and then I think we'll see that market cool down a little bit because, look, the receivers, they're really important, but you can find receivers. You know, we see teams do that every year. We saw Jermaine Burton go to the third round to Cincinnati. I don't think they're going to re-sign T. Higgins, for example. So I think you can maybe pay one, but there is a limit.
Well, the Miami Dolphins just committed themselves to two. What does that tell you about Tua Tagovailoa and his future with the franchise? If they pay two guys nearly $30 million a year, they obviously feel like that's necessary to make that offense go, and they're still going to likely make room for that Tua extension. Is when it comes to team building and in roster allocation, when it comes to a salary cap sport like the NFL, what's your judgment on how the Miami Dolphins are doing it right now?
Well, I understand what they're doing with Jalen Waddle, and certainly they'll take care of Tyreek Hill, and they're really a fast team, and they drafted, you know, fast again with Jalen Wright, the running back out of Tennessee. So, you know, for them it works, it makes sense, and, you know, you just have to make choices. You know, they let guys like Christian Wilkins go, and you can't pay them all, but I could see why they want to keep somebody like Jalen Waddle.
Gotcha, gotcha. And lastly, for the Miami Dolphins, now that they have committed, and it seems like they're likely going to commit to Tua this year as well, do you feel like that's a team that is poised to be able to actually not just make the playoffs this year, but win a playoff game, especially if that game is maybe having to be had on the road, because it's not something we've seen from that team in nearly 24 years?
Yeah, you know, that's the key. If they could get a home playoff game, that would go a long way. And they got some young defensive players like Cam Smith, for example, that they'll be counting on. And, you know, if those players could come back, you know, Chop Robinson, who they drafted this year, but that and some of their injured players, be it Chubb or Jalen Phillips, if they could come back healthy, that'll go a long way, go along with, you know, what we know is to be a really good offense.
Mike T, appreciate your time on this Friday, and good luck on the love train. I know there's going to be a lot of people joining you come this fall.
Sounds great, Theo. Have a great weekend.
You as well. That's Mike Tannenbaum joining us on Theoretically Speaking, always brought to you by Eisner Ampner. Mike Tannenbaum, again, outing himself as one of those guys that's pushing that love propaganda, similar to me pushing the Anthony Edwards propaganda, but at least with him, it comes with a lot more backing and analysis and tape watching versus me. I'm just a fan. I'm a fan on the couch that likes to see some exciting basketball. C-Cat, are you going to kill me for that?
No, I'm not going to kill you for that.
I like to have a good time.
You're a good guy. You give away Marlins tickets.
Yes, we do give away Marlins tickets here on ESPN 106.3. We're going to give those away right very soon. But I do want to tell you that Mike Tannenbaum, he joined us on the Baptist Health Hotline. And Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, we always say on the play side, go where the pros go. Well, if you are aching and ailing, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. We're Theoretically Speaking, and we are not just theoretically giving out Miami Marlins tickets. We are actually giving out Miami Marlins tickets here on the show, and we're going to make it easy for you today. We don't want to stress you out too much going into the weekend. It's a 4-pack of tickets for Marlins versus Rays, Wednesday, June 5th, a 6:40 scheduled first pitch. I mean, and these aren't just any seats. We don't give away just any seats here on Theoretically Speaking. Mm-mm. We're talking about right down the third baseline, a great eyesight, and let's not forget, I know it's hot outside, Lone Depot Park, that thing, temperature controlled.
Yes.
Gotta love that. A four-pack of Miami Marlins tickets versus the Rays June 5th, and all you got to do is call in. Caller number 5 gets the four-pack of tickets. The number here, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Start your June off right by watching the Red Hot Marlins. And I do say hot because they've won 9 of their last 14 games. They've won 5 of their last 8 games at home. And you can get 4 tickets to Rays Marlins on June 5th at 6:40. The first pitch on that one. It's a Wednesday game, middle of the week. And how better to start your hump day than knowing that you're going to be bringing yourself and 3 friends to a Marlins game. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. The 5th caller is lucky because you'll be heading to Lone Depot Park. When we come back, 17 years ago today, well, we were sure who the future face of the league was going to be because of one specific game. We outlined that, and we have the get around on Theoretically Speaking. Good luck, callers.
Live from the Anajar and Levine. Time now for the coolest moment of the week. Presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
The coolest moment of this week. Well, we don't have to go back far. Just last night at the Target Center in the first quarter, Luka Doncic getting up to 20 points, showing us exactly how the rest of the night would go.
14 for Luka on the logo. What is going on here? He is hooked away. Anderson controlled by the Mavs.
Here comes another heat check from Luka.
Doncic again, another three. Got it. He's a flamethrower. He is on fire. 20 points.
A flamethrower ain't even the word. That dude demoralized the whole crowd. He MF'd everybody in the building. He ended with 36 points, 20 in the first quarter. That call courtesy of Kevin Harlan on TNT. I mean, Luka Doncic in these playoffs, first in points, first in rebounds, first in assists, first in steals, first in field goal made. Like, the dude right now is on a run that is transcended, and he's looking like one of not just the greatest players in the NBA right now, but an all-time great. We'll see if he can seal the deal in the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics. The EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. Well, that itself, that has to get your energy going. That has to get your blood flowing. And one thing that'll get your blood boiling here in South Florida is if your AC goes out. If that thing drops out on you right in the heat of these summer months, you're left with nothing. You're defenseless. I mean, like the Timberwolves were last night against Doncic. So instead of being that way, how about you lock in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing? EDSAirConditioning.com. They are a trained comfort specialist. They have the goods. They have the excellent service. And they also have your back. You can get the gold plan like I have. That gives you 2 annual checkups, 15% off repairs, and the comfort, the safety of knowing that EDS is yes, and they have your back. They'll be there for you when you need them most. And more importantly, those checkups, that's preventative care ahead of any issues. They can let you know, you want to make sure your evaporator coil is right. You know, I'm learning these words because I've been talking with EDS. When I have my problems, they solve them, and they can solve yours too. EDSAirConditioning.com. EDS is yes. Are you the traveling type, C-Cat?
I'm starting to be, yeah.
You like to move a bit? You like to move? Well, you know what? How about we just, how about we get around?
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. Check it out. I get around.
The get around here on Theoretically Speaking on a Friday. We always take you all across the map on the Theoretically Speaking bus. We take you from stop to stop, biggest sports headlines of the day. Speaking of stops.
Next stop,
Chicago, Illinois. Michael Carter Williams, remember him? He joined Analysis with an incredible Jimmy Butler story. Take a listen to this.
Everybody was pissed off, like upset. Like Jimmy wasn't getting along with Coach Hoiberg. Like, so we had a team meeting early. But last game, the refs were terrible. Like Jimmy got a tech, like somebody else got a tech. I think even Taj Gibson got a tech. Jimmy was upset, right, that Coach Hoiberg ain't get a tech. Coach Hoiberg is like, Jimmy, like this starts with me and you. Like, what's going on? And then Jimmy goes, well, one, I think you're soft. Two, I don't like you. And he didn't even get to three. And Coach Hoiberg was like, well, then f*** you, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, ah, it's me now. You wanted to know what I want. You wanted to know how I felt. That's how the meeting started, bro. And I'm sitting over in the corner. I'm like, oh. I'm like, no, I've never heard this in my entire life.
First off, by the way, Thanalysis. Yeah, that's Thanasis Antetokounmpo, his podcast with Good Karma Brand. Shout to him. He's running the numbers up. Secondly, yeah, Jimmy Butler, that's the dude that the Miami Heat are dealing with. And you know what? Because of Heat culture, because of the way that Pat Riley gets down, I know they absolutely love it. That end of season press conference had people all up in arms. It even had me a little nervous. I do think Jimmy Butler comes back this season. And, I mean, to get a rise out of Fred Hoiberg, one of the nicest guys, that's how you know. I mean, Jimmy can get under anybody's skin.
Well, crazy believe dude. You, Jimmy, is so funny of a comeback.
Right, it's kind of. I mean, it's great. A Fred Hoiberg comeback.
Yeah.
Like, he's a nice guy. He's nice. He's not a mean guy.
Next stop.
Orchard Park, New York. Grab your jackets. Gable Steveson, Olympic gold medalist wrestler, dominant college wrestler in NCAA history. He is signing a 3-year rookie contract with the Buffalo Bills. Never played football before.
He's about 6'1", they say. Somewhere between 5'11 and 6'1". You know, I think 270, and they're looking at putting him on the defensive line. If this isn't a loss for all the NFL players saying that the NBA is easier, you can drop a dude off in there that has the goods, that has the mentality and the body. This is like, again, this dude has never played football. He has never had his hand in the dirt. He put cleats on for the first time when he just tried out for the Bills, and he just got a 3-year deal in the NFL. NFL players, you lost the debate. I don't want to even re-spark it because you already lost it. The NBA is a much more difficult sport to drop off in. I can't think of any athlete you can pull off the street who never played basketball before and sign him to a legitimate NBA contract. Sorry, dude.
Next stop,
Auburn Hills, Michigan. 17 years ago today, LeBron James scored 25 straight points in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Detroit Pistons.
That game there is when we learned that LeBron James was going to be a future face of the league. He was 22. It was 07. It was his fourth year in the league. I think he actually might have been younger than 22 now that I think about it. And LeBron was showing out. He had all of the goods. A lot of fadeaways, a lot of long twos, and a lot of long shorts when you watch those highlights back. I was getting nostalgia. I was like, yo, I forgot. What happened to the league I love?
We should bring that back.
We should.
Like, just at our workplace. We just wear really long gym shorts to our office job.
Well, you know, the one thing, too, about hooping in long shorts. Have you ever hooped in long shorts?
No, Theo.
Okay. It's hard to cross over in them. Like, that's why I'm so impressed by, like, the guys back in the N1 hoop mixtape days. And, like, the hot sauces of the world and the white chocolates. Like, those long shorts dripping to the bottom of the floor, like, almost grazing on the court itself. And then they're, like, throwing it back and forth between their legs. Like, there's probably, like, two dudes left in the NBA that can do that. And one of them is in the NBA Finals in Kyrie Irving.
Next stop.
Right here in West Palm Beach, the flagship campus, Kaiser University.
Come on. I tell y'all about champions and how revered they can be in all of sports. We're going to find out if the Celtics or the Mavericks can become champions this year. I mean, first ring for Luka or Jason Tatum. But if they were Kaiser Seahawks, they would already have about 10, 20 of them. I mean, literally, the Kaiser Seahawks have now won 22 national championships, including back-to-back national championships in men's lacrosse, 3 straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and of course, we know that football team, the Seahawks, are the reigning national champions, their first ever national championship last year. Champions are made at the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. They also had 61 regular season and 63 conference tourney titles, a Learfield Cup trophy. I mean, you don't just get those. That comes from winning in a lot of sports in one season. The Kaiser University team and the Kaiser Seahawks on top of the map in the NAIA. Kaiser Seahawks Athletics, KUSeahawks.com to stay up to date with the champions that come right out of West Palm Beach. It's always fun to end the get around at the crib. Are you a guy, too, when you come back from a long trip, a long journey, like how long does it take you to unpack that suitcase and put everything back?
Yeah, like I visited South Carolina to see my mom for Christmas, and there is still a suitcase that's not been unpacked.
For Christmas?
Yeah, I just don't have those clothes anymore.
It's been 6 months, CK.
No hoodies, no jeans, none of that. That's all gone.
Now, the one thing that's your saving grace is if you went to South Carolina for Christmas and then you came back to South Florida, you're not going to need a lot of those likely cold weather gear things.
Movie theaters, like to lounge around in. I wish I had some of those sweatpants. I could definitely use them, but I'm not going to unpack. It's too far gone now. I'll wait until next Christmas. Bring the dirty clothes back to South Carolina. Ask my mom if she'll wash them.
That's a vet move right there. And you're an absolute maniac for not unpacking that suitcase. I'm the guy, as soon as I walk in, I want to get that suitcase unpacked in the first 15 minutes or so. I hate undone chores being left. I don't like being reminded of things I have to do. I like to get them done when I get a chance. When you get a chance, which is literally today, like it's your last day to get in on this, Burger Mania is happening at Duffy's Sports Grill right now. Today. Is today the last day of May?
Uh-huh.
You're darn skippy it is. So Burger Mania, you can go in and get to your Duffy's Sports Grill nearest to you. It's your last time to try it. The all-star lineup for burgers leading off is the primetime burger, a half pound of beef. That patty's topped with certified Angus beef ribeye, sharp cheddar, onion rings, and horseradish cream sauce. And, of course, there's some new additions to that squad that you can, again, only try through the end of today at a Duffy Sports Grill. The pimento burger and sesame-crusted ahi tuna burgers. It ends today, so get to your nearest Duffy Sports Grill. Remember, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day, plus 80 or more televisions in every single location. At Duffy's, our game is always on. And our game better be on as we get to our next part of the show. The NBA Finals stage is set. Game one will be June 6th at TD Garden, the Celtics versus the Mavericks. When we come back on Theoretically Speaking, the top five impact players in the NBA Finals. That's right. It's the Top 5 Friday. We deliver you that in just a few on Theoretically Speaking.
Top 5, no debating.
Top 5, top 5, top 5.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
See, guy, would you say, theoretically speaking, if you have the best two players in a series, you should win?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you're going to love this top five because it might be predictive of who wins the NBA Finals. I give you the top five impact players in the 2024 NBA Finals. We have the Celtics and the Mavericks, and let's kick things off at number five.
Number five.
Derek Lively II. That dude who just actually broke an NBA record, 16 for 16 in a series. That's the most shots taken without missing one in a singular series in the NBA playoff history. That guy also a pick and roll threat, a lob threat, and a great rim defender. The rookie, going to be the fifth most impactful player in this series. Let's not forget, the only game the Timberwolves won was the game he missed. That says something.
Number four.
Number four is Jason Tatum. And if you're wondering why he's so far down the list, it's not because it's an indictment on how good and elite he is of a scorer and player. It just, he doesn't seem to impact winning as much when you look at his box score compared to how the Celtics did. He's a great guy, but he's been superseded in these playoffs by the next guy.
Number three.
Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, who was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He took the Larry Bird Trophy over Jason Tatum. Tatum's shooting 29% from three, and he's shooting seven of them a game right now. I think the Mavericks are going to make him settle for a lot of those, and that can be what keeps them out of a game or two in the NBA Finals. And if you can't tell already, I think you know which way I'm going with my pick, because right here next,
number two
is Kyrie Irving of the Dallas Mavericks. He had a masterclass in how to take your turn, pick your spot, and play off of a ball-dominant 6'8" scoring and passing and facilitating wing in LeBron James. He won a championship with that dude in 2016. It's likely he'll do the same with another guy in 2024, and that man is
number one,
Luka Doncic. He is on a run right now to be in the argument for best player in the NBA. Winning a title right now is going to help cement it, but with no MVPs, without the similar regular season success of Nikola Jokic, it'll be hard to argue, but that dude there is a killer, and we saw it last night. There it is, my top five. Derek Lively II, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, and number one, Luka Doncic. That was a lot of fun. We'll post that up on Twitter at Theo Dorsey TV and at ESPN West Palm, but I'm excited because we have something new for you today. I had lunch at this wonderful restaurant called The House. And if you don't know what The House is here in West Palm Beach, it's at the park. Yes, the golf course. But this restaurant, which is a part of it, does not have to be just symbiotically binded to just golf. It's for everybody. It was an amazing experience. There's these lobster, spiny lobster corn dogs, C-Cat. Yeah, spiny lobster corn dogs. And it was so good that I actually ordered an entree after the starter. And it was a lobster club. And I'm like, if there's anything that was better than the lobster corn dogs, it was the lobster club. So I want to talk about The House, but in a new way. So we have a new segment here on Theoretically Speaking. It's going to be called Take It to The House. I'm going to give you the one thing in sports this weekend that you can bank on. You can take it to the house. And then once you take that to the house, maybe you take your tail to the house right along with it. Take it to the house. Coming to you right here. This also, by the way, one of my favorite songs growing up, even as somebody that didn't grow up here in South Florida. But speaking of South Florida, the Florida Panthers are going to be hosting the New York Rangers in Sunrise tomorrow night for Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. A trip to the Stanley Cup Finals on the line, and you can take this to the house. The Florida Panthers are going to win Game 6 at home. Not only are they going to do that, for the first time in franchise history, you'll see the Cats go to their second straight Stanley Cup final. The Panthers fans, some of the best fans in all of hockey, they'll be right there to parade them on. Take it to the house. The Florida Panthers over the Rangers tomorrow night in Game 6. And that means they'll be one step closer to a South Florida professional championship. Take it to the house. And don't forget, the house, which has great lunch and great dinner, they're actually going to be rolling out some brunch options soon. I heard it on the inside. You're going to want to experience that. Take it to the house from Theoretically Speaking. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in joy. And go Cats. Take it to the house this weekend, fellas.